Good morning, everyone. Dr. Mel here. And if you have noticed, I am a little late getting out an episode today. I have some exciting news. However, I have been working relentlessly on a book and I completed it yesterday. I need to go back in and polish a few things and get it edited and all of the things on that end, but I'm super excited and I just got busy yesterday and forgot to get something out. So I hope you show a little grace and you can forgive me for being just a little bit late today, but I did want to get something out to you. And one of the things that I really realized while I was working on my book that I don't have a lot of work-life balance right now. Right now, I'm in my hustle moment and I am not really prioritizing anything other than work. So I wanted to give you three tips. Number one, set some boundaries. Establish some clear boundaries between your work life and your personal life and define those specific hours and stick to them as much as possible. This is where I have been struggling, especially this past couple of weeks trying to get the book completed. I have literally been working almost from the time I get up until the time I go to bed. And I can feel it. I have not been sleeping well. My body is aching because I've not been moving very much. There was one day that I only got like maybe 30 ounces of water in me. That's not good. And I'm not efficient when I do that. So schedule your work hours and stick to them. Resist that temptation to check emails, to open your computer and type a little bit more, to create something. And make sure that you're designating time for your family, for some fun things, your hobbies, to go places, spend time with your friends. Put those in your calendar and honor them. They're a commitment. Make them an obligation, just like you would your work obligations. Number two is to prioritize your tasks. Learn to prioritize your tasks based on the importance of urgency. Start with those big things first, those hard things first, get those out of the way, and then work backward toward the smaller things. I've talked before about my three big rocks. Pick out three big things for the day that you must accomplish and then fit everything else in if you have time. And this isn't just related to work. Relate this to your personal life as well. We all have homes and we all have priorities at home. Prioritize those big things that need to be taken care of. Do those. Right now, my laundry is piled to the sky because I have not prioritized getting that done. And I'm running pretty low on clothes. So that's going to be my priority tomorrow because today I'll spend the day doing consulting work and I won't even be home. And number three, and this is probably the most important one, practice self-care. Make it a non-negotiable. Make it part of your routine. Carve out time every single day for activities that nourish your body, your mind, and your soul. I do not ever miss my time with Jesus. That is my very first thing I do every single morning. I listen to my devotional on my YouVersion app. I have my coffee. I spend some time getting prepared for the day. And then make sure that you are prioritizing your body care as well. Get up, move around, get some exercise. The weather here is starting to get better in Missouri, and so I've been able to go on some walks. I've gone to the gym a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. I'm trying to be really good about my coffee intake. I've limited myself to one cup a day because if I don't, then I am that person who can drink coffee three or four times a day. And I made the mistake of drinking a cup at like 9 p.m. a few days ago. And guess what? I didn't sleep. Remember, guys, achieving that work-life balance is an ongoing process and it requires some very serious self-awareness, some very serious intentionality, and some flexibility, though. Things pop up and you can't always avoid that. So just be prepared for that and then adjust. By implementing these three tips and adapting them to your unique circumstances, you can create a really good work-life balance for yourself and have a much more fulfilling life with some joy in it. Happy Friday, everyone. I will talk to you soon. I will keep you updated on the book. So stay tuned because it's coming very soon. Happy Friday and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.